we know that he told Sora that she should say that she's his sister, so that the Mitzrim wouldn't, if he was her husband, they would kill him. And this way, you know, he knew that he knew the dangers, the moral dangers of going down to Mitzrayim, and therefore he prepared as best he could. So the Ralbag says it to Ellis, is b'midus, for who kishayovoy ha-hechrich she'agia hora lo'odom. Behechrich, it must happen that something bad is happening. This is not, there's no good choice. There's either die of starvation, or whatever happens if you don't have what to eat, or go down to Mitzrayim and expose yourself to the pritzus and the things that they do there that very likely would happen to his wife. Roy she is takalo odom beize oifen yitochen shiagielo yoisim atora. A person should look to see what way can I get the least bad. In other words, I have two bad choices. The way to choose between two bad choices is the lesser of two evils. That's the language. The lesser of two evils. But yivcharbo, and choose that. Lo yisrashel mizem ifnei horashe yikrilo, and he shouldn't be negligent or misrashel in, I don't know, best word for it, but in terms of this going to be bad. No, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with the bad. Ki roi sheyia nivchar hora hayosim ma'at. It's appropriate that the lesser of the two evils should be chosen. Livroach mehora hayosim rav. To run away from the ra, that's worse. And then he goes on and explains, this is what Avram did, because really she wouldn't become osa to him, and karka oilam, and the whole business, and therefore this was the lesser of the two evils. It just occurred to me that there's something very strange, like, to whom is this benefit in midos? To the person who's going to say, you know, I can't deal with this ra. I have two bad things, and one is obviously worse, and one is less bad, and I'm not going to do it. What am I going to do? I don't know. I'm going to let the worst happen. Why? Because how can I deal with this? His loshen is lo yisrashel mizem ipnei horashe yikriloi. Ki roish yo od nivchar hora hayoseh ma'at livroach me'ora hayoseh tev. Like, of course. Who are you talking to? Who's going to have such a mindset that have one thing which is much worse than the other, and I'm going to not be able to deal with the lesser ra? Because how could I deal with evil? How could I do something terrible? What are you talking about? Everybody knows. You compare. B'chol, the way you figure out anything in life is by comparison. What are the options? What are the alternatives? And you choose accordingly. It sounds like that there's a normal human nature that the Torah has to speak out against or advise. And that is, you know, the tendency of a person is, I can't deal with a bad option. And therefore, like, I give up. Like a plague of both your houses. You know, I can't. I just can't. What do you mean? This is bad and this is much worse. No, but I can't deal with bad. It has to be good. I can't deal with something that's... what are you talking about? It's by comparison. No, I don't do comparisons. It's almost like a perfectionism. That if I can't do it, if it can't be good, then it can't be. What do you mean? It's good compared to the other bad. That's not enough. The psychology is this all or nothing, this inability to deal with bad, even though in the context of the alternatives, it's really better. And that seems to be, and that's what the Torah is giving us a special lesson over here, the Ralbag says, to Ellis, is to learn this concept that we have to be able to deal with two alternatives, and when one is bad, don't allow the natural tendency to be misrashal from getting involved in that, because it's bad. How can I deal with bad? I'm not going to choose bad. What are you talking about? Compared to the alternative, it's good, or at least it's less bad. And that seems to be natural human nature, which means, I think maybe that's what Rashi's addressing when, in Koheles, he says at the end, so if dovra kol nishma selikim yiro, so Rashi says selikim yiro, mashatucha laseh velibcha lashamayim. You do the best you can. That's like, That's the definition. That's Yirat Shamayim. That's what's expected of us. We can't allow the fact that I'm not being perfect or the situation is not perfect to cloud it to the extent that I can't even deal with it. And that seems to be the lesson over here. I I wanted to, we came up with something this morning, and I want to deviate from what I had originally intended to share with you a thought. Excuse me one second, I'm sorry. I just think it's very in Yone de Yoima, and it's something that I think we should focus on, and that is the Posuk in Shir HaShirim, where the Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Umas Olam, and the Moshel, the estranged, the husband is speaking to his friends, whatever, he's speaking to people, and it says, Shchira and Ivanovo. It's the first parak posuk. Shchira and Ivanovo benois Yerushalayim. I am black, but I'm beautiful. In other words, I'm dark, I'm beautiful. We'll see Rashi. Benois Yerushalayim, talking to the other people, to other people. Keole Kedor Kiroi Shloimoi. Like the tents of Kedor and the curtains from Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says, Shchira Nivenova, Atem Rayosoi, you my friends, yeah? Al Okel Be'enechem Af Im Azovani Ishi Mipnei Shachrus Shebi. Don't take me lightly just because my husband has left me because of my inappropriateness, because of my ugliness, because of my the shachrus is the moshul for that. Ki shchira ani ayadei shezivas hashomesh. My blackness, my ugliness is only sunburn. It's only skin deep. It's not who I really am. V'nova ani bechituch evorim noim. But under that sunburn, I am still beautiful with the shape of my evorim. I still have natural beauty, despite the fact that on the surface, it's a little bit not so beautiful. If I'm as black and as dirtied as Ole Kedor, I guess that was in the Midbar, and that the rains and the sand and everything makes it dirty. Hamashchirim mipnei hakshomim, that get darkened because of the rains. Sheheim perusim tomid b'midbaris, that you find regularly in the deserts. Kalo ani lihiskot liskabes liois. It's easy to clean. It's only skin deep. I can become as clean as the Arius in Shlema HaMelech Space HaMikdush. So that's the Moshel. So don't be mezalzim. My husband left me. My husband left me. All that the ugliness that you see is only outside dirt. And it's easy to remove and to cleanse perfectly. So then he continues, Rashi, what's the Dugmahu? Dugmahi, Omeres Knesset Yisrael Umos. Knesset Yisrael is speaking to the Umos. What does she say? Shchira ani b'masai. I'm ugly in my actions. V'nova ani b'masai avoisai. And I'm beautiful in the actions of my avois. V'af b'masai, even in my own actions, yesh mehem noim. There are some that are beautiful also. Yesh bi avoin ho'egel. If I have the avera of the eagle, yesh bi kenegdoi schus kabbalas hatoira. I have keneged that. I have the schus of kabbalas hatoira. What exactly is the comparison here? The moshel and the nimshel. In the moshel, it's I'm covered with outside dirt, but it's easy to remove. And there's two pieces to it that even if I'm ugly with that outside, but my body still remains beautiful. And the dirt itself, besides the remaining beauty, the dirt itself can be removed just like, it's easy to remove. It's just skin deep. And the comparison is, Klal Yisrael says, I'm beautiful b'maaseh avoisai, even if my own maasim, and af b'maaseh yesh bi over na egel, yesh bi kabbalah satoira. There seems to be a parallel here between the two. So after working it through a little bit, we realize that the parallel seems to be as follows, that the Klal Yisrael is saying to the Umas Olam, Mitzad Echod, on the surface, I'm not exactly the way I should be. I'm not acting the way I should be. My actions are not appropriate. But I know ani b'maase avoisai means that even bechitu chayvorim, which means that it's not the pshat I have a schus avois, but the beauty of the avois remains within me. The Klal Yisrael, Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim, all of the midas that we inherited with midoirei doirois, those are all there. On the surface, we appear not so appropriate, but those midas are there. And not only that, but even internally, im yesh bi, internally, we say, what did Rashi say in the Moshul? I'm easy to be cleansed, and that he says, even my inside, if I have the egel, I have chatoim, but I have kenegedat kabbalah satorah, which means it sounds like that not only do I have the godless of the ovois that I inherited from previous generations, and that remains, that's keneged the chitoch ha'evorim. But even that which I have, which appears, which is terrible, me myself, forget the things that I inherited, but that stuff is also, it's like, since I was makabel the Torah, that kabbalah satorah, that godless remains within me. And yeshbi keneged the egel. In other words, I did an egel, that's true. But I have kabbalah satorah inside. I'm there. And the mela, I'm comparable to no anilis kabes. I can be easily cleansed. So in other words, it sounds like Shlema HaMelech is describing to us what a Jew looks like today in the Golos. This is a nevuah for all the future generations in the Golos. What does a Jew look like? The Jew looks like, on the one hand, even though he has the outside, looks the way he dresses, the way he conducts himself, the actions, the language, the everything that he does. It's but that's only outside. Inside, the inner beauty, the midos of Avraham Avinu, the midos that he inherited, those midos remain. That's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure. But there's something else. Even the things that I have, they can be removed easily. They're noel iskabes. Because inside I have Kabbalah Satorah, since I was Mekabel the Torah, and since that remains within me, so even the things that I see, which are not referring to the things I inherited, but the actions I actually do, can be easily removed. If this is the picture of someone today, of what a Jew looks like, I think we have to reevaluate the whole situation. You know, now there's and this is why I wanted to mention this, there's a tremendous hisoiris today that we're hearing about every day, different stories of people that realize with the matzav that's going on that something has to change. I can't not keep Shabbos anymore. I can't not put on tefillin anymore. I cannot wear tzitzis anymore. I cannot this, I cannot that. Everybody's waking up in Eretz Yisrael. I think I know people that I've spoken to, even around here, that have drifted, and all of a sudden, like, they don't even know what it is, but something's shaking them up. And we have to look at them. That, number one, anything that they have, the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, is only skin deep. It's like a sunburn that can be washed away. And they have the inside, the midas of a Jew, the Yerusha that they have from the Ovois and throughout the Doiros, that's still alive and well. It remains fully and totally there. And even the outside manifestation, which we would say is it's impossible. How could you deal with that? So many layers and layers and layers and layers of schmutz. Kali his kabes. It's easy to cleanse. Why? Because the Kabbalah Satorah that I had in Har Sinai, that which where I come from, that which I have inside my genes, that makes it kali his kabes. The fact that I have what I have, the fact that my neshama stood by Har Sinai, that means that all the schmutz that I have, not only is it outside, but it's even easy to get rid of. Kali his kabes, it's easy to get rid of. I have a maise or egel. What could be worse than a maise or egel? But there's a Kabbalah Satorah after Kabbalah Satorah, and that's the order, it's out of order, because after Kabbalah Satorah, then no matter what I do, it's easy to remove. So I think we see that we have to look at people that are not going b'derech ha-Torah, not shomer Torah u'mitzvos. You have to look at them. Number one is see the greatness that's inside. See the masei avoisai. See the chitoch eivorim. See that the inside is has that ultimate greatness. And then at the same time to realize that even the outside, which is so ugly and so inappropriate, is kala hiskabes. And if you take those two attitudes, then I think that we'll become much more sensitive to focusing, to dealing, to trying. In fact, you know, it suggested way back at the very beginning, we should expand our tefillos to Vashva, the Shiva Shift, how do you say, we should be thinking about Am Yisrael, not just about ourselves, not just about our friends, not just about our families, not just about our chavrusas, but think of the whole Klal Yisrael. So some might say, "Oh, you give fault. That's like a tefillah shov. How could you do such a thing? It's like tzoyek lishovar. They're beyond help. They're beyond hope." It's not true. They have the Noah b'masei avoisai that's ingrained in them, and they have the Kabbalah Satorah, which makes everything that covers them, the layers and layers and layers, kala hiskabes. I think the first step, at least, if we can't go out and be makara people, then at least we could be mispala for them with a sense of bitochen, with a sense that, yes, it's not difficult, it's easy. I think that may be one of the many calls of the hour. Thank you.